Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and The Third Ingredient. Both of those books are available at jimblasingame.com. Check that out, and also wherever books are sold. Dror Lieber is our guest. He's the Chief Information Officer at and founder of Coronet, C-O-R-O-N-E-T. Put a dot in the middle of that, coro.net, and you'll find the website. They sell and serve you with cloud security products, cybersecurity products in the cloud. And he's our good friend, Dror. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about this shared responsibility that we have to pay attention to as small business owners who do business with larger companies. You know, you don't have to be a major supply chain person, a company, to for this to happen. If you own a restaurant and a lot of folks come to your office, to your store, who work for a large company in the area, they're going to want to know that your Wi-Fi is secure. They're going to want to know that you're not going to lose the company credit card, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I promised a funny story, and
the story.
I'm a man
Thank
of my
you.
Word. Yes. So I review every morning. We get dozens of sign-ups by small companies to our service on a daily basis. And every morning I get a report of everyone that signed up the night before. And sometimes I look at them and I check them out, the companies, to see what they do, what kind of companies are signing up for the Coronet service to be protected by us. And one day I saw this guy who does balloon installations. You know, when you go to a party and there's these huge balloon installations? So a guy that does this, and I was wondering, why would a guy like that need cybersecurity? So I sent him an email. I said, hey, you know, I'm Dror. I'm co-founder of the company you just signed up for to get some security services from, and I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. Is that okay? And he said, sure, call me up. So I called him up. Turns out he's a guy in a warehouse in San Mateo, California. And he does balloon installations. He has three guys and pumps that pump balloons, and he does these huge balloon installations. And I said, why did you need cybersecurity? He goes, well, here in Silicon Valley, there are all these big companies that I want to do business with. And one of the big companies, I'm not going to name names, told me that they can't get me into the vendor management system unless they provide them a report that says that I'm cybersecure.
Exactly. That's the letter.
And I went to my the guy, my MSP, who's doing my technology, and I said, can I get a letter? He said, well, I need to do an audit. And if I do an audit, it's going to cost you two grand. And I said, you know, I can't afford $2,000 to go and just get this this contract with this company. So I looked online. I found you guys. And within our system, you can get a report. Literally, you can we run our system. We check for all vulnerabilities. And then we give you a report that says, you know, where you are. And he said, I ran the report. I looked at the report. It looked great. I gave it to that company. They said, fine. And now I'm a vendor, and I can do business with them.
How about that? That's a
great
story.
So that's really a funny story.
You saved $2,000.
Yeah, well, he paid us a lot less because we charge, on average, anywhere between $5 to $12 per user per month. He's five guys. So he ended up spending like $60 a month.
No, that's what I was saying, but you saved him $2,000. He had to go on to the other.
I saved him.
Yeah.
I don't see this as saving him $2,000. I actually opened a brand new revenue
that's
stream.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. No, congratulations.
Because he was shut out of these big companies.
So the good news about that is, and if we come back to my literate story, you're going to increasingly get these letters because – Dror, one thing we know, and we've talked about this already this week before, the cyber bad guys are going down market, not just because we're easy pickings, but because we could be the portal into our bigger customers.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more because we're seeing this on and on. It's happening more and more. The bad guys are now seeing the little guys as their portal into the big guys where the big money is, because the bad guys are in it for the money. They're in it for their business. I mean, they are a criminal enterprise. They're not there doing this for fun. They're not doing this to prove how smart they are. They're doing this for money.
Are you seeing more ransomware attacks? Are you seeing more just blatant assaults that get them in? You don't know they're there, and they wind their way up through your supply, your part of the supply chain. What are you seeing?
So we're seeing three key things. Of course, we're seeing a lot of ransomware happening simply because it's such an easy way to monetize bad action. You know, you just lock people's files, ask for ransom, and it's easy money. The second thing that we see a lot of is phishing and spear phishing. And we see a lot more of that, especially when it comes to relationships between large companies and small companies.
Remind folks what spear phishing is. We know what phishing is, but what's spear phishing?
So spear phishing is like phishing, but just very, very targeted. So, for example, the accounts payable department of a large company will get an email from you, the little guy, the small business guy, saying, please transfer, from now on, please transfer all of my payments to this bank account. And they'll start doing that, only the email didn't come from you. It came from an attacker pretending to be you.
So phishing is a broad net trying to catch a bunch of people with one push of a button. Spear phishing is where they do a little more research and they target the intrusion to you. They make it look more vertical, more like it's specific for you and the people you do business with.
And they use your name, and they use and they use the same language, and they're
that's the
really,
scary
really
part.
Smart
that
about
me,
it.
That means you specifically are on their radar, folks. You got to watch for those. Right back with Dror Lieber. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.